Hello.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
I am all right.
Yeah.
And you?
Well, I
was thinking, you know,
yes,
about it. You know,
you
if I were with you, I would be now, what, 70?
Yeah.
This year?
Yes, I press it.
You would know? Hello?
Yes?
I am not quite sure if you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
I was telling you know,
yes,
if I have been on your side, you know,
yes,
today I would be, what, 70?
70, yes.
That is not impossible. And you are 80?
82.
Two?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'll be 83 next March.
I sometimes think, you know,
yes,
it had to be that I had to come first.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would have done if I had been left on your side, on my own.
Yes.
And well, you have managed, yes, very well. Better perhaps than I would have done, I don't know.
Yes.
Can you hear what I say?
Yes, yes, yes.
Only I'm not quite sure.
No,
if you hear.
I can hear you quite well.
It seems a long time, you know,
yes,
since,
yes,
I come and talk with you.
Yes.
But I am here today.
Yes.
I walk with you.
Yes, I know that.
I walk behind you.
Yes, I know. You walk with me.
And the flowers.
Yes.
I was with you when you get the roses, you,
yes,
know.
Yes, yes.
You,
yes,
always get them the same,
yes,
place.
Yes, the last of the roses for this year. You know? There are no red roses.
No?
No.
But never mind.
Yes.
I love whatever it is you,
yes,
bring. As long as you come.
Yes.
I don't mind.
Yes.
The flowers I love very much, but...
Yes.
It is for you,
yes,
come and talk with you that matters.
I
will take the flowers away with me,
uh-huh,
when I leave.
Thank you.
But I have to first see you safely home.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I am with you so much more apart than you realize.
I do realize.
You at home, and when you are in the hotel, you know, I,
yes,
am there.
And
I listen to conversation.
Yes.
Sometimes when someone talks with you,
yes,
I listen, you know?
Yeah.
I am getting very, how you say,
yes,
much better at...
Attuned.
Tune, yes, that is the word. I could not think of it.
Yes.
What shall we talk about today, huh?
Oh, well, darling, it's lovely to make me feel you are 70 today and we are talking together.
But I don't look 70.
No.
If you could see me...
Yes, I know.
I don't look more than 25.
Oh, that's...
There is no old age here.
Yes.
You get older, but I don't. I get younger...
Well, you know, people say I don't grow older myself as it is.
Oh, but you are getting older.
Yeah.
You don't perhaps look it,
yeah,
but you are getting older.
Yeah.
You are slowing down.
Yeah, that is true.
You are going much slower now.
Yes, but
I notice the way you walk sometimes.
But I control that much.
Oh, but you are very good.
Yes.
I think it is marvelous, you know, that, yes, you speak,
yes,
and you are able to get about and do what you do.
Yes.
You know, I often wonder... What would have happened if I had stayed on your side? I might have been, I don't know, perhaps I would have been all right, but I sometimes think it had to be that I have to come first, you know.
Yes, of course.
But you manage very well.
Yeah.
Much better than I would have thought possible.
But of course you are helping me in every way.
Oh, I help you.
Yes.
I impress you often,
I mean,
to do this or that, you know.
I know.
And you don't let things go.
No. I know you are...
And you still go to do a few hours to work, huh?
Yes, I do. And
they are surprised, you know.
They're very surprised.
They think that you are remarkable, that,
yes,
you are able to do what you do.
Yes, they're surprised with my
but
memory.
But you don't get much from it.
No, nothing.
No, that's a pity.
It's what you call...
Why don't they pay you something?
It's what you call labor of love.
Yeah, that is all right. I
yes.
go for love, but I think they should make some allowance.
Yes, but you see, the law is against it, you see.
But they could do other things.
Yeah.
Never mind. As long as you are happy, as long as you are fit and well,
yeah,
and you don't have any great worry.
No.
But sometimes I think you get a little tired. You know, sometimes I've been with you, and I wondered if you could hear, because I do try so hard to speak.
But darling, in the evenings, I make it a rule to be completely free from material cares.
I know.
And do nothing.
I know.
And just sort of let myself go. And then I can feel in tune with you.
But you know, sometimes you come, how you say, when you are sitting quiet, you
yes,
know?
Yes,
it is as if you drift, how you say, drift away.
Yes.
You lose consciousness
yes.
for a little while, you know?
Yes, yes.
And then we are back close.
Yes.
I do wish you could remember what happens when you are here with me. Sometimes I wish you could remember.
I often wish that, but I'm afraid that God wishes that if I did that, I would not want to come back again.
Well, that is true. Perhaps it would make you so very discontented that you would be unhappy when you come back and you realize you've got to face more days, you know, on your side.
Yes.
And yet it is not a bad life you have.
Well, it's what you make of it, you know.
Well, that is true.
Yes.
But somehow you seem to find time to do many things.
Yes.
And you read a great deal now.
Yeah.
I think you seem to read more.
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
You read a book.
Yes, quite a lot of reading I do.
Spiritual books.
Yes, yes.
And they are interesting.
Yes, yes.
What were you doing the other day? You were writing something down.
Well,
was it to do with the book?
Yes, yes. Sometimes if I read something.
You were copying it or writing something up from a book.
I often do that.
And I watch you.
Yes.
Certain things that you find interesting and you think, I want to remember that, and you make a remark about it, you know?
Yes.
And you underline, how do you say, you write it out, huh?
Exactly.
I watch you.
Yes.
I listen. And you know, I can read the book through your brain.
You can read my...
When you are concentrating, and you are reading a book, then I know exactly what you are thinking, what you are reading, because it is in your mind.
Yes.
You see, that is something people don't know.
Because we
are able to tune in to people's thoughts, you see.
Yeah. So
and I'm conscious of what you are reading. When you are reading, I am reading.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
But you don't read in the same sense as I read.
No.
You read me mentally.
That is what I tell you.
Yes.
I get it from your mind, from your thought.
Yeah.
When you are reading, I know what you are reading.
Yes, that's
and when
nice.
You make exclamation,
or
when you say, that is good, I like, you know.
Yes.
I know exactly what you are thinking.
Yes.
Most days, you know, when I'm with you.
Yes.
Why don't you do something with the recorder?
How do you mean?
I always feel, you know, that I ought to be able by now to be able to get my thoughts recorded on the machine.
Yes, but darling, there are nearly 1,000 people trying this electronic voice.
Well, that is what I am on about.
Yes.
Because you have been reading about it.
Yes.
And if
yes.
they can do it, why can't we?
No, but I'm not satisfied with what results the best of the people have achieved so far.
No.
And when I tried it, there was so much disturbance in the house.
Is it still so bad?
Yes.
Oh.
You see, and so the conditions are not right. And even
I was hoping, Pastor, it would be possible, because I know that there are a lot of experiments are happening.
You know, I was telling you last time about the Spiritcom.
I know, that is what I'm talking
about. Yes, but now I'll tell you, there's a one mighty difference. You see, when you are talking to me now, you reduce your vibrations down.
That is true. But I have to do that.
Yes, you have to do
that. It is the only way I can do it.
No,
because
but
I have to come on a level
when
sound.
When they talk to the Spiritcom,
because I have
vibrations.
I know, but that is something that I would like to experiment.
You see,
I would like very much to be able to do it in our own place.
But then they also say that there is mediumship involved to be able to do this electronic voice communication.
And you don't think you have the power? I don't know. I wish you could try it again.
Yes, I will.
Perhaps you will.
Yes.
You got, how you say, disappointed with it. Huh?
Yes. I spent many, many months over it and I found...
When did you go to the hairdresser?
Hairdresser? Hmm. Why, once a month or so.
Huh?
Why?
Are you getting back thin?
Anything wrong with my hair?
No, but it...
My hair is...
Not so thick.
My hair is still black.
Yeah, I know, but... I don't know. Perhaps it is. I suppose I have to say to myself, well, you can't stay young forever, of course, but I wonder how much longer you're going to keep me waiting.
Well, sometimes I think you don't want me to come.
Oh, you know I want you to come. But of course there's nothing that I can do about it.
No.
But you know, for your age, you don't seem to get older.
No.
I want you to stay young, of course, for your own benefit, but I think how much longer is it going to be like this?
Well, you know, I feel the only thing I have uppermost in my mind is your book.
I know. But
you
see, it will...
When that book is published...
Then you don't mind, huh?
Then I don't mind.
Well, it will be published. I have no doubt about it.
Yes.
It will perhaps come into being soon.
I met Mr. Neville Randall.
I don't think that man has... I don't know what to think. I'd like to think he will do it. But he seems always to say, well, you know...
He was telling me that the publishers are very hard to find.
Well, that's what he said. But he got his book published.
Well, now, I'm very friendly with the new editor of Psychic News, Tony.
But perhaps you could get someone there.
Yes, to
do it for you.
I was with them yesterday.
And there is a woman, I'm told, there, who is quite good. And if you could get in contact with her and let her listen to a recording and perhaps discuss it with you, she could do it if Mr. Randall can't do it.
Yes. So, as a matter of fact, Tony is very, very impressed about this idea of the book. And he said, don't worry, I will find the publisher.
Well, I hope so. But I have a very strong feeling it will be done, but not quite in the way in which perhaps... You had thought.
Yes, I
don't know. I have very strong impression it will be done this coming year.
Oh,
it will be written this coming year.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it will be published in the year, but it will be done.
Yes.
I hope. You cannot come, I suppose, yet. You've got to stay a little longer. But,
exactly.
Oh, I don't know. I say to myself, well, I don't know. I can come and see you, and I am often with you. But I feel very sad because you don't always know how very near I am. I know you feel me wrong, but
I
want to talk to you more.
Yes, I know, my darling, but...
By the way, I
talk to you just...
What has happened with the bed?
In what way?
I don't know.
The bed is the same?
Yeah, I look the same, huh? But it is looking... the cover...
You mean...
The cover.
The other cover is worn out.
I know, it is a different one.
Yes, it's a different one.
It's not the one that I remember years ago.
Yes.
It is a new one. Did you buy it?
Yes, that's right.
You went and buy it?
Yes.
Ah, that is what it is then.
Yes.
Because I thought, no, that is different.
No.
That is not the same
one. You see, the one you had was a hand-woven one.
I know, it was very good.
A very good one.
Now you have this other thing.
Yes.
Oh, I suppose it would do.
And,
It looked all right.
Yes.
But it's not the one I remember.
Yes, that's very good.
What are you doing about those slippers? Slippers. For your feet.
Nothing wrong with my feet, darling.
No. I'm talking about slippers.
Slippers?
That is so.
You mean sandals?
Sandals.
Sandals.
Slippers.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know this...
I want you to have a good pair of slippers so they keep your feet warm.
Yes, well...
The open ones, they don't keep your feet warm.
No, I find that the slippers I've got now, sandals, they're quite warm.
Well, all right. But if I were on your side for Christmas, I would go to a shop.
Yes.
And I will buy you a very nice pair of lovely slippers with fur lining, so your feet would be nice and warm.
Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, I've got boots now for winter, which lined inside.
Well, that is good when you go outside.
But you see, the trouble with this sort of boots is that it pinches your fingers.
Do you remember this store, how you say, the shop, the magazine, the shop?
Yes,
where we used to go when I was with you in London.
Yes, yes.
And we used to go to different shops and Selfridges.
Yes, yes, yes.
And also, what is it?
But do you know?
Mark and Spence, the shop.
Yeah. We went to so many shops, darling.
I know. I used to like to go to the shops.
Yeah.
And look in the window.
Yes. But now, the shoes have become so, what shall I say?
Expensive.
Expensive. I mean, what you could buy for a few pounds now run into 20, 30 pounds.
Things are much different. No? Much different.
Yes. And that's with everything. You can't say anything is the same.
I don't know. I cannot believe, well, I know I have to accept, you know, that you are 82.
Well,
you don't look 82. I wish you would look a little older. I feel more confident you are coming.
Well, you know...
I should not say that, should I? But I can't help laughing.
Yes.
You have got eternal youth.
You know...
And here is me, you know. I am young again, of course, but I never thought I'd ever see you looking old.
No.
And I don't know, it seems if age doesn't touch you, you manage to keep going, which is good. I'm glad you can manage, look after yourself, but I wonder how much longer it is before I have to wait.
Well,
what were you doing at the grave?
Well, darling, it's a very big problem in the grave. You see, now the winters are getting harder and harder and harder.
It looks a little untidy.
You see...
Not that it matters to me, I'm not
No,
there.
But you see, something has to be done with the grave. And so, out of 10 rose bushes, 8 have died.
I know. I don't worry about it. I don't water.
I had to pull them out.
I know. But it looks very bare.
Yes, of course.
It doesn't look very nice. But I'm not concerned about it. I only go when you go.
Yeah.
And that is unimportant in a way because I'm not there. I'm with you when you are kneeling down there.
Yes.
You know, I am standing right beside you.
Yes,
and
I
hate it when you are unhappy. I don't like to see you unhappy. And there is that space waiting for your name. Ah. But you're not going yet, Heavenly, in there. You're coming here one day, but not there.
Well,
I get so excited when I know you're coming to talk to me.
The last time I went, I laid a wreath on the grave. Just for your birthday celebration.
I know. But I appreciate that, but I am not there. You know I am not there.
No.
And when you come and join me, no one will bother with it.
No, I have made an arrangement that some money should be paid to the church to look after.
Well, perhaps they will do that for a while, huh?
Yes.
But eventually it won't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
We are together. When we are together, it won't matter whether they look after it or not.
No. Do you know, last time I was there, I saw in some graves big, big holes as if some animal had gone in.
No?
You know this animal with horns in Sweden, albeer?
Yes?
They are wandering about all over the place and, you know, they can jump over a wall as easy as anything. Yes. And so I wondered if some of these animals had come through. But fortunately, our grave was not affected.
No. Oh, don't think about it.
No.
What is important is the fact that we are together.
Yeah.
And when the time comes, you come away from the physical, material world and be with me here.
Yeah.
And we will have a wonderful life. No aches, no pains. And we both be young. And it will be so wonderful together.
Yeah.
We will do many things
yeah.
together. Help people do interesting things, huh?
Yes.
I wish I could. You know, sometimes when you go to the cupboard and you open it, you get a little depressed. But sometimes I wonder why you keep all those things.
No. It gives me strength.
Well, you say it gives you strength, all right.
Yeah, it gives me strength. Sometimes.
But I think, you know, somebody could make use of those things. It would do someone some help.
Yeah.
Oh, you are a strange man.
And I feel that you are with me every night. I feel that.
I am with you every night.
Yes, I know that.
Oh, we are together.
Yes.
When you are asleep and out of the physical material world, we are temporarily together, you know. Do you know my English is improving?
Yes, of course.
And yours is not so bad, huh?
No.
Oh, I wish I could put my arms around you and give you a big, big kiss.
Well, you always do that.
But I love you. Always remember that.
Yes.
When are you coming again?
I'm tomorrow.
Ah, tomorrow?
Yeah,
so soon.
Don't be in a hurry to go yet.
Ah, I can hold on a bit longer.
Yes, now, what about darling Sibylla and Peter?
Their children are with me.
But
you know, they are wonderful. They come with me, and one is this side, and one is the other side, and they concentrate, you know, all their love and power for me to come and talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite happy just to be here, but they know how marvelous it is for us to be able to talk together. But I really must concentrate tomorrow. The children should speak. But they say, no, Mama, you go, you know?
They don't want to talk to them.
Oh, don't be silly. Huh? It's not that. It's just that they know also that from the material side of life,
yes.
You had no knowledge of them.
No.
But for me and you,
yes.
You know, and when you come here, you will see what two beautiful children we have,
yes.
Which we have created in a not only materially but mentally and spiritually. You see, it is a different rebirth, it's different births.
Yes.
It is not a material birth.
No.
It is purely a mental and spiritual one, which is what our love is based on.
Yes.
Our love is purely not material but spiritual. You know.
Yes.
It is the thoughts and the love and the wonderful realization that we have that makes everything possible.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could explain these things to you. Words, 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 they don't express what one feels.
Yes.
But I feel so much for you.
Mm.
All the time I am thinking, praying, you know, concentrating for you.
Yes.
I still think we should still try the tape recording.
Mm.
I don't know, you got very disheartened with it, huh?
Disheartened with what?
The tape. But
yeah,
you try.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You think, ah, so what, you know, nothing come, huh?
No. That's right.
And yet it could.
Yeah.
I'm sure it could.
Mm. You see, the trouble is that where I am, you know, there's a radio station only a few miles away from where I am. And this little radio station goes on all day. And of course it creates a disturbance.
You think so?
And then, even then, when it closes down at 12 o'clock, I try to experiment after it had closed down.
Mm.
And I found that although the station had closed down, the radio waves remain in the atmosphere.
No, I don't know.
Yes, after it has closed down.
But I sometimes think if one were to switch the recorder on when you go to sleep, to bed.
Yes.
And then when you get up, then you, perhaps you could arrange to switch it off, I don't know. But I think it would be more likely during your sleep state.
No.
No? I don't know.
No.
It's just that I'm annoyed with myself, well, not annoyed, but I think, oh, we want so much together to do this, and we have tried, and it does not seem to happen, and I like to feel that it could, you know.
Yes.
Why not try? I don't know. But you must do what you think best.
Yes.
When are you coming tomorrow?
Yes, I'm coming tomorrow.
I will look forward for it very much, and I will bring the children to... I want them to speak tomorrow. I will make them speak tomorrow. I will tell them, huh?
Very good.
I love you.
Thank you, darling.
A big kiss for you. I must go. Thank you for the flowers.
Yes, yes.
And my love, and thank you, Mr. Flint.
Well, that's a pleasure.
Oh, bless it.
Mr. Hello.
Hello.